And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
This is David Morris, the author of The Evil Hours, a biography of post-traumatic stress disorder. I like to recommend books to people. The book I chose was James Salter's Solo Faces. For a variety of reasons, James Salter was a great American novelist. And Solo Faces is a short novel that tells the story of a young man's confrontation and his obsession with mountain climbing, particularly in France. I like this book because it spoke to me. There was something very elemental about it. I think man's relationship to nature. The main character's named Rand, and he's interested in having experiences, having near-death experiences, and exploring himself in the mountains. And that spoke to an aspect of why I went in the Marine Corps and why I was interested in war. The character, he goes climbing in California and then eventually leaves and goes to Chamonix, France, and begins making his way up the ranks of French climbers and is eventually involved in this high-profile rescue on this one mountain called the Drew outside of Chamonix. And he becomes famous in France for rescuing these trapped Italian climbers. I love the book because it sort of does this impossible thing. It manages to dramatize mountaineering, which is this beautiful activity that is very hard to actually capture dramatically. And James Salter was maybe one of the best writers of sentences, I think, in the English language for his time. By the end of the book, the main character, Rand, has become famous and achieved everything, basically everything that he wanted in the mountains. And he realizes at the end that mountaineering is basically meaningless and that it doesn't have any social value, and that he did it for a lot of vain reasons, that he wanted people to respect and admire him, which really spoke to me. You know, and I come from a very outdoorsy family, and I had always been interested in the outdoors and warfare and near-death experiences in a variety of different ways. And so I was struck by how the novelist James Salter basically really zeroed in on this question. What is the point of adventure? Why are people interested in the extremes of human experience? What do we get out of it when it is inherently irrational to put yourself in harm's way? You know, I think people underrate the amount of wisdom that can be conveyed through a story like a novel. I gained a lot of wisdom and insight into myself, you know, why I was interested in extreme experiences via this novel. My cousin is an acclaimed mountaineer who climbs for Patagonia, and he recommended that book to me. And he modeled his life after one of the characters in the novel. He won France's highest mountaineering award in 2009, I think it was.
David Morris recommends Solo Faces by James Salter. You'll find more bookmarks and an interview with Morris on our website at ttbook.org.